今天的经文取自马可福音第八章第二十二到第二十六节。The passage today is taken from Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 26.
他们来到伯赛大，有人带一个瞎子来。
不用。I'll read in English. 你们可以看华语的，可以看 PowerPoint. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. They took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." Now today's passage is yet another sermon on the messianic secret.
今天讲到，我们继续讲弥赛亚的秘密。
You can observe how this theme is present in the secretive way in which the blind man is healed today.
所以你可以观察到这个主题到现在有一个神秘的方法，就是描述瞎子如何被医治。
So we were told that Jesus took the man by the hand and he was led outside the village.
所以经常说就是耶稣带着那个人，牵着那个人的手到村外去。
And then after his healing, the blind man was told not to go back into the village.
他医治那个瞎子之后，耶稣吩咐他说不要再回到村子里。
The man now lives in the outskirts of Bethsaida under a new identity.
所以这个人就在伯赛大的郊外生活，有一个新的身份。
He's pretending every day to be happy doing his job, forming his family.
然后他似乎好像快乐的在工作，组织一个家庭。
But really, he's just waiting for Jesus' permission to let him go back home.
所以其实他在等耶稣的准许，重新回到村里面。
Such a sad story.
所以这个是很伤感的故事。
Now, if he had only met Jesus slightly later,
如果他碰多迟一些碰到耶稣，
then he could be like the famous Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10.
所以他可以像就是马可福音第十章提到的那个巴迪买这样出名。
Just say that. Yes. Then, now.They are both blind men who were healed by Jesus.
他们两个都是瞎子，都是被耶稣医治。
But their fates were totally different.
可是他们的命运却不同。
Now, unlike this man who remains anonymous until today,
到今天这个人我们不知道叫什么名字。
In Mark chapter 10, we were told that Jesus healed Bartimaeus in public in a large crowd.
可是，在第十章，我经常提到说巴迪买。在一个公众场所被耶稣医治。
The story of Bartimaeus was also repeated both in Matthew and in Luke.
巴迪买的故事在马太二十章跟路加福音十八章都有提到。
Bartimaeus was we were told also that he went on to become a follower of Jesus.
所以他过后成为耶稣跟随耶稣的其中一个门徒。
So same healing, but yet totally different endings.
同样的医治，可是不同的结局。
Why?
为什么?
Now the difference was because soon after the healing of Bartimaeus, Jesus enters into Jerusalem.
不同的是，耶稣医治巴迪买之后，他就进入耶路撒冷城。
And the meaning of his messianic identity would soon be revealed on the cross.
所以他真正弥赛亚的身份就在过后被显现出来。
And therefore, in the case of Bartimaeus, there is no longer any need to be secretive.
所以他医治巴迪买之后，没有需要把这个事情神秘化。
And similarly, in 1.5 weeks' time,
所以一个多星期之后
，we will begin the period of Lent where we will reflect on the death of Jesus Christ.
所以我们会进入大斋节，是思念耶稣的死。
And this, therefore, is also my last sermon on this messianic secret.
所以今天也是我最后一次讲到弥赛亚的秘密。
We will understand the mission of Jesus through his love and sacrifice on the cross.
我们就会了解耶稣使命就是透过他的爱跟牺牲来完成他的使命。
And that is also when we will come to know him fully.
这样我们才能完全理解认识他。
But for now,
但现在
focusing only on the miraculous or on the supernatural facets of Jesus, that is a Messiah that is without the cross.
所以如果我们现在还是注意神迹，还是看到神迹跟超自然的耶稣的话，我们对弥赛亚这个意思还没有完全的了解。
And a Messiah that is without the cross, if we focus on only the signs and wonders, this can be rather misleading.
所以如果一个弥赛亚没有死在十字架上的话，这只是一个很
误导性。And that is why when we read in Mark chapter 8 earlier, we see that the Pharisees came and they began to question Jesus.
在第八章前面讲到法利赛人跟耶稣辩论的时候，
and to test him, they asked for a sign from heaven.
所以试探耶稣的时候，他问耶稣行神迹。
And what did Jesus say? He sighed deeply and he says, why does this generation ask for a sign?
所以耶稣就很叹气说，为什么这个时代每个都要求神迹呢？
He says, truly I tell you, no sign will be given.
所以我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这时代看。
We see that Jesus was reluctant to use signs and wonders to prove his identity.
所以耶稣很不愿意用神迹来行事。
Because that is only a Messiah that is without the cross.
因为这会显示是一个弥赛亚， 不是一个牺牲的弥赛亚。
And once again, but yet in this case, we see that Jesus again healed this man in Bethsaida.
所以我们再次看到耶稣愿意医治这个瞎子。
Yes, it might seem that his way of, you know, separating this man from the village, asking him never to go back, this might seem to work.
可是这个方法就是说，医治他之后叫他离开这个村子，不再回来，可能会行得通。
But still, why did Jesus take the risk in the first place?
But 为什么他要去医治呢？
I believe the reason for this is the same reason that I have shared last week when the deaf and mute man was healed.
我相信这个理由跟上个星期我们讲的理由一样。
And the reason is that healing this blind man conveys two important messages.
所以理由是医治这个病人，这个瞎子同样带出两个重要的信息。
And the first message is when this healing is interpreted literally.
如果这个医治按照字面来解释的话，
then healing is understood as part of the sign of this ultimate redemption of God that will be coming.
所以这个医治代表最终神拯救的那个方法。
And Isaiah chapter 35 proclaims the wondrous will of how God will ultimately bring about this ultimate redemption for his people.
所以在以赛亚书35章提到的就是神行奇事的那个结果。
And Isaiah 35:5, we read that the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped.
所以在第35章第5节以赛亚书讲，那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。
And therefore, when the followers of Jesus, they see a blind man being healed,
当耶稣跟随耶稣的人看到瞎子被医治之后，
it prepares them for this ultimate redemption that will happen on the cross.
就是预备他们去接受十字架救恩的事实。
And this is the message that comes about through the literal interpretation of this healing.
所以这是从按照字面来解释医治这件事情。
And similarly with last week, this healing of this blind man, it can be also understood as an allegory.
同样的，上次我们讲到这个医治也可以从比喻来看这件事情。
And the blindness is therefore a metaphor for spiritual blindness.
所以瞎子可以比喻成为在灵性上的盲目。
And when Jesus gives sight to the blind man, it's a metaphor of Jesus giving spiritual understanding.
当耶稣医治瞎子能够看见的时候，就是比喻说我们的灵性得到醒悟。
Now, how do we know that there is really such an allegorical understanding of this, you know, healing?
这我们怎么解释？就是用这个比喻来解释那个神迹呢？
This is because this healing of the blind man, it is sandwiched between, you know, two passages, the preceding and the after. And these two passages both talk about how Jesus enlightens his disciples out of their spiritual blindness.
在马可福音谈到这个被医治是之前之后都有讲到耶稣如何让他的门徒醒悟出来。
Let me read to you from the passage that is before today's passage.
让我读一段，就是这件事记载在马可福音之前发生的事。
And the disciples have forgotten to bring their bread.
所以门徒忘记带面包。
And then Jesus said, "Be careful, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of the Herod."
所以耶稣说，你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的笑和希律的笑。
And then the disciples are thinking, was he talking about yeast? Oh, is it because we have no bread?
他们彼此议论说，是不是因为我们没有饼吧？
And then what did Jesus say? Why are you talking about bread?
然后耶稣说，你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？
He says then, do you still not see and understand?
你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？
Are your hearts hardened?
你的心还是愚顽吗？
Notice the words here. He says, do you have eyes but fail to see, ears but fail to hear?
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？
And then later he refers to how just before this, he performed the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000.
在这之前，他行了神迹，就是喂饱五千人。
And verse 21, he says, do you still not understand?
然后第21节，耶稣又说，你们还是不明白吗？
So the disciples, they were blind to the identity of Jesus.
所以门徒看不到耶稣真正的身份。
They witnessed the feeding of the 5,000.
然后虽然他们看到耶稣喂饱五千人。
But when Jesus spoke metaphorically between the difference between the Pharisees and Herod and himself, using this bread and yeast as an analogy,
当耶稣用比喻来解释就是法利赛人跟希律对笑的不同解释的时候，
then when they use this bread, when Jesus was using this bread and yeast as an analogy, they think that Jesus is still talking about food.
所以当耶稣讲到面包和笑的时候，他们还以为耶稣还讲到食物。
And therefore Jesus rebuked their blindness and enlightens them with spiritual truth.
所以耶稣就骂他们的无知愚昧，然后就醒，让他们醒悟过来。
And we see the same kind of episode happening after our passage today.
所以同样的事情发生在他医治瞎子之后，同样记载。
Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do the people say I am?"
所以耶稣就问门徒，你们外人说我是谁？
They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, Elijah. Some say one of the prophets."
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚。
Then he asked, "Then who? What about you? Who do you say I am?"
他又问他们说，你们说我是谁？
Then people answered, "Oh, you are the Messiah."
然后彼得回答说，你是基督。
Now on the surface it seems like Peter understood, right? He seems to be able to see something.
所以表面上我们看到彼得认识耶稣为弥赛亚。
But then, when we go on to verse 31, he says, then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, rejected by the elders, blah blah blah, he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again.
所以他就讲到31节讲到就是说他要受苦，被长老祭司弃绝，被杀，三天复活这些话。
And then what happened? After he said this plainly, Peter took him aside and then began to rebuke him.
所以当他说完这之后，耶稣就把彼得抓到一旁，然后就骂他。
Now then, verse 33, Jesus rebukes Peter, saying, "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns."
所以耶稣就责备彼得说，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Now Peter on the surface might have correctly identified Jesus' identity as Messiah.
虽然彼得看似真正了解弥赛亚的意思，
but he merely interprets it with human concerns.
他只是从一个人的角度去了解。
And therefore Jesus likewise has to heal his blindness.
所以同样的，耶稣要医治他的无知跟盲目，
and to enlighten him on the true mission of the Messiah，
让他了解醒悟真正弥赛亚的意思。
So we see that actually today's story of the healing, it has the same message as the healing that I described last week.
所以今天所讲到瞎子被医治的那个主题跟上个星期讲的一样。
Taken literally, we can understand it to be a sign towards the ultimate redemption of God.
从字面解释的话，这个是一个神迹，就是神完全拯救的计划。
And understood metaphorically, it means gaining spiritual sight from our spiritual blindness.
从比喻来看，就是说，就是透过耶稣是了解耶稣的重要性。
Now today's passage is the second of these two miracle stories that can be only be found in Mark.
所以这个今天的经文是第二个记载神迹故事在马可福音记载的两个神迹故事之一。
And in both of these stories, just like the story in last week, it involves Jesus applying his saliva disgustingly on the man.
就像上个星期讲到的神迹，就是耶稣就是用他的口水涂抹在那个人的眼睛。
But this time is on the eyes. I'm not sure it's really better.
哦，这次是他涂抹在他的眼睛上面。
Now, interestingly, the man did not see clearly the first time.
有趣的是，第一次那个人看不清楚。
And Jesus has to put his eyes on the man's, put his hand on the man's eyes again.
所以耶稣要第二次把他的手按在他的眼睛上。
And only after that, then he could see clearly the second time.
第二次之后，他才看得清楚。
I presume that is because Jesus this time removed his disgusting saliva.
所以我相信耶稣是第二次就是把他的那个口水抹干净。
Now, but yet we see none of these details when we read about how Bartimaeus was being healed.
可以这个细节我们在第十章没有看到。
Bartimaeus was healed simply with Jesus' word.
所以在第十章耶稣医治巴底买是靠着他的言语。
He says, "Go, your faith has healed you." Then he can see it.
所以耶稣只说去，去吧，你的眼睛已经被医治。你去吧，你的信救了你了。
Now, is there any significance for Mark to burden us with all these details about Jesus? You know, his saliva that is extra strength and super long lasting.
所以马可的用意是什么？去。解释去形容耶稣用口水去医治这个瞎子。
So now I wish to give you a little further insight into Jesus about the story today.
所以我给你一个更进一步的了解，为什么他写这一段。
I believe that we can be further enlightened when we open our eyes to an interesting story about the Roman Emperor Vespasian.
所以我相信我们会更了解，我们用我们看我们的眼睛去。听这个故事，就是关于一个罗马皇帝的故事。
And this Vespasian was very likely to be the emperor when Mark was writing his gospel.
所以这个罗马皇帝可能就是当时罗马皇帝就是在马可写这本福音书的时候，他是那个皇帝。
Now this story talks about how Vespasian spent some time in Alexandria, which is in Egypt today, and there were many miracles that happened.
所以这个故事是描述当时这个皇帝巴士在亚历山大城，在埃及的亚历山大城行很多神迹的故事。
Now there is a blind man in the lower class that everybody knows that he's blind.
所以当时有一个瞎眼的人，当时在那个城市，每个都知道他是瞎眼的人。
So one day this fellow threw himself at Vespasian's feet.
所以这个人看到Vespasian就跪在他面前
，and groaning for him to please heal his blindness，
就是恳求他医治他的眼睛。
Because he said that he's making this request because the god Seraphis told him to do so。
所以他做这件事情，告诉他是因为他的神命令他这样做。
Then he says that you know if only he will anoint his eyes you know with the water of his mouth。
所以就是说，只要他用。他口里的水，他就能看见。
So as you imagine, that means putting his saliva on his eyes.
所以你可以看见，就是要把他的口水放在他的眼上面。
Now at first, Vespasian laughed at this thing.
所以 Vespasian 就
he refused
这个请求，他不肯。
But this man insisted.
所以这个瞎眼的人执意要他坚求请求他。
Then Vespasian thought that you know what if I do this and then I fail, you know.That will be quite embarrassing.
所以 Vespasian 就有一点紧张，说如果他做了，但是还医不好的话， 自己很没有面子。
But on the other hand, these people, you know, this guy was urging him on, and he feel like maybe it will work. Who knows?
所以那个瞎子又一直在那边求他医治他。
Finally, he asked the doctors that were with him, you know, whether this kind of thing can be healed humanly.
所以最后他问那个 Vespasian 问他身边的那些跟从他的医生，就是说这种盲目可以盲目的这瞎眼的人是否能够。能够被医治。
Oh, and the doctors all talk about all the different possibilities and say, you know, maybe he's not totally blind, maybe you just emote some things and then maybe he can see again.
所以那些医生都 提出不同的回答，他们就在那边讨论。
Then he said, oh, maybe it's the will of the gods.
所以有些说是这个是天意。
So that this emperor can perform this miracle for him.
所以这个皇帝可以行神迹在他身上。
Now the truth is, if it really happened, the cure was effected,Then the credit will go to the ruler, the Vespasian.
所以，如果他能够真正的医治这个瞎子的话，当然他功劳都归他。
And if he failed, you know, is this man for asking such a stupid thing?
所以，如果失败的话，就是说这个瞎子在求不可能的事。
So this Vespasian thought that, well, in this case, it seems like I can do anything I want.
所以 Vespasian 就说、啊、我可以做什么都行。
And he did it. He put his saliva on the man's eyes.
所以他就把口水涂在这个人的眼上面。
And the blind man saw.
所以这个瞎子就能看见。
And this incident is vouched for by eyewitnesses, and you know these guys, they have no reason to lie.
所以这件事被当时许多人都看到，所以并不是一个谎言。
Now this is what the Bible scholar said.
所以这个是圣经，有一个圣经学者说
，The blind man of the of Alexandra, which is this story, serves to help the Vespasian claim the imperial throne.
就是说，这个瞎子亚历山大城的瞎子被医治的事情，就是把这个 Vespasian 的那个王位立法化。
So that you know, oh, I see. I have divine blessing. I can be the emperor because I did this thing.
因为他可以行神迹，行很多奇超自然的事，所以他应该是一个皇帝。
I'm blessed by the gods.
所以我是被众神我是众神祝福的。
Now the blind man of Bethsaida, which is the story today.
所以巴迪买这个瞎子。伯塞大这个瞎子的故事、就是、
It leads on to Peter confessing Jesus as Messiah.
之后这个经节就带领进度到彼得、就是承认耶稣的那个事情。
But we see Peter interpreting this Messiah like an emperor. He cannot be rejected or anything. No, he will be king.
所以彼得所了解的弥赛亚是好像一个皇帝式的弥赛亚。
Now it will be coincidence that oh there is this story of the blind man of Alexandria and then there's also this blind man of Bethsaida and the audience would think hey, these two seems to be quite similar.
可能听的观众可能是觉得这个很好一个巧合，就是说就是彼得承认耶稣基督跟 Vespasian 的这个故事。
But it's very likely that there is no coincidence here.
但是这个不是一个巧合。
That Mark deliberately shaped this story of the blind man of Bethsaida to be like the blind man of Alexandra.
所以马可就是故意把这个故事两个故事连接在一起。
Now, in detailing the healing process as we have seen today, Mark is actually highlighting to us the contrast between Vespasian and Jesus.
所以在马可写的细节里面，我们看到。就是把发现跟耶稣医治瞎子的不同点。
Both claim to be the Messiah.
两个都称自己为弥赛亚。
Both claim to be the Son of God.
两个都称为都是神的儿子。
But who is the true Messiah?
但是谁才是真正的弥赛亚？
Who is the true Son of God?
哪一个才是真正神的儿子？
Who is the? And we see that.And we ask, is it the one that is now full of power and influence?
是不是一个很有能力跟影响力的一个弥赛亚？
From history, we know that Vespasian brought peace to the entire Roman Empire.
从历史看 ，Vespasian 为 罗马帝国带来和平。
But he brought this peace by brutally crushing any revolt, including the Jewish revolt that happened in the late 60s.
但是这个和平的代价是他在公元66到70年，就是用残暴的手段去欺压犹太人。
And to achieve this, thousands of Jews were killed, and many towns were destroyed by the Romans in order to re-establish control over Judea.
为了达到和平，成千上万的犹太人被杀和城市被毁灭，然后他们罗马人重新夺回犹大。
All we ask is the true Messiah, the one who sacrificed himself on the cross.
叫我们问，还是弥赛亚，真正的弥赛亚是那个牺牲自己死在十字架上的弥赛亚。
Who is truly the Prince of Peace?
是真正的那个和平的王子。
Paul says this about Jesus in Ephesians chapter 2.
所以保罗在以弗所书第二章提到。
He says, for he himself is our peace, who have made two groups one and destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
By setting inside his flesh the law of with his commands and regulation, his purpose is to create in himself one new humanity out of tools, thus making peace.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，唯要将两下接着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
And in one body reconciled both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.
16节
读了。
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体。
And verse 17 continues.
与神和好。
Verse 17 continues, he came and preached peace to you who are far and away, and peace to those who are near.
所以第十四节说，并且也来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
So who is the true Messiah?
所以哪一个是真正的弥赛亚？
Who is the true Son of God?
哪一个才是真正神的儿子？
Who is the true Prince of Peace?
哪一个是真正和平的王子？
Is it Vespasian or Jesus?
是 Vespasian 还是耶稣呢？
Mark is asking us.
马可在问我们。
Now allow me to give a short conclusion to this entire mini-series on the messianic secret that is found in the Gospel of Mark.
所以让我来总结马可福音提到整个系列关于弥赛亚的秘密。
If there is one application that we can learn from this messianic secret,
如果一点我们能够学的
and one message that we can take home,
一个信息我们可以带回家的
it is the importance of knowing Jesus fully.
就是我们要完完全全认识耶稣。
Sometimes we can be misled by all these false expectations about who the Messiah should be.
很多时候我们被我们不正确对弥赛亚的认识所误导。
We can be distracted by all these signs and wonders that were merely shadows of what redemption should be.
可能我们被很多神迹奇迹耶稣所行的神迹一切事上所吸引，但是这是只是整个救恩的一部分。
We can be clouded by our own personal bias.
我们会被我们个人偏见所迷糊。
Clouded by our hasty judgments.
被我们自己的判断所迷糊。
Or simply by our own spiritual dullness.
甚至我们本身灵里的空洞所迷糊。
We have to ask, can you still see clearly? Can you see Jesus clearly?
我们要问的是，我们还能够看清楚吗？
Can you see Jesus clearly?
我们还能看清楚耶稣他真正的身份吗？
Now, so my application is this.
我的建议是，
I've arranged for jars of Jesus saliva outside.
外面放了几瓶耶稣的口水。
It's the new and improved formula.
最新和改良的配方。
Apply it on your eyes, three times a day.
每天三次涂抹在你的眼睛上面。
But if that is not to your liking, you no, not for me.
如果你不喜欢太肮脏的话。
Then may I suggest that we spend some time each day preparing our hearts for this coming period of Lent.
所以我建议每位在将来的大斋节，花时间准备我们的心。
One way to prepare our hearts is to really follow our daily scripture reading.
一个方法就是我们每天读经。
At the very least, I believe you should at least read through the Gospel of Mark.
至少你要把整个马可福音读过一遍。
Now we go through this process of, you know, the entire liturgical calendar every year.
我们每年都过这个大斋节。
Because we believe that it's very critical for us to revisit the story of Jesus year after year.
因为我们相信这个对我们重新认识耶稣的生平是很重要、很关键的。
And if nothing really, and I believe that nothing really goes in and nothing really sinks in unless every time we are ready and receptive.
除非我们有一个谦虚受教的心。如果没有一个谦虚受教的心，我们一切读到、听到的都不会吸收在我们。
And this is why we have 40 days to prepare before the actual Good Friday.
这是为什么我们有四十天来准备我们就是受难节那一天。
Now today the messianic secret it is no longer a secret.
今天弥赛亚的秘密不再是一个秘密。
But revelation only comes when the time is right.
所以时候到了。启示就会到来。
For us, we can prepare the way.
对我们，我们可以预备前面的道路。
But you have to prepare your own hearts.
但是你们自己要预备你们的心。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have fully revealed yourself through your Son, Jesus Christ.Teach us to open our eyes. Teach us to open our hearts. And let us see you. Let us know who you are. Let us know your will for us. And let us live this identity that you have so gloriously, graciously given to us. And for all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.